Dr. Justin Wallace with the Pet Medical Center here in Chickasha, Oklahoma. The main thing I'm going to talk to you about is the couple of diseases that are a major concern to our small animals. One of the major concerns that we have in this area is West Nile virus. Virus is actually a major concern in our horse population, and there's actually some good vaccines that are available. In our small animals, however, it's not really a big concern. It is spread by mosquitoes, and it is the main carrier is birds. But unless your small animal, dog or cat, is immunocompromised or has some type of problem with their immune system, then they're not a major issue with us. The biggest thing that we need to do is help to control with the mosquito population. The biggest way to do that is to reduce the risk is to keep stagnant water up out of your area, especially in your yards. One of the major things is water bowls. The water bowls for your pets, if the water is left standing, does become stagnant, does become a breeding ground for mosquitoes. Keeping fresh water in their pens is going to be a better bet to help reduce that. One of the other concerns that we have is Lyme disease, or some of the tick-borne diseases, including Lyme disease. It has not been a major concern in Oklahoma in the past few years, but in recent years it has actually been moving more across the state, and that is due to a tick that has been able to move in and able to adapt to the environment here. Some of the major signs of any of the tick-borne diseases, including Lyme disease, is fever, anemia or blood loss, and lameness. All of these are major signs of the disease and are major signs, obviously, to have your animal checked by a veterinarian. Tick control for pets is one of the main things that we can do. There's many products that are available. You may want to have those checked by your veterinarian. Some products are a little safer than others, and other products have not been tested and are not recommended. Having ticks removed within 24 hours is another option that will actually reduce the transmission of the disease. By doing these things and helping control the mosquitoes and the tick population in the area, all these should help you maintain the health of your pets.